Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Sinn Féin are calling on the government to put in place a plan to end what they say is the unfair accommodation recognition payment, or the ARP, for Ukrainians when the current scheme expires on March 31st. For some reaction, we're joined now by the National Coordinator of the Ukraine Civil Society, Emmalaine Spallin, and Sinn Féin spokesperson on Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Matt Carthy. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Matt Carthy, I might come to yourself first just on that news that we heard there in the headlines that the Ceann Comhairle has written to both Mary Lou Donald and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, asking the Taoiseach to review his remarks in the Dáil. And I know Sinn Féin want those remarks withdrawn. What's your reaction?
Well, I welcome the fact that the Ceann Comhairle has reacted, it appears, positively to Mary Lou McDonald's correspondence, Micheál Martin, in a broader attempt to deflect what were very serious questions that were being put by Mary Lou in respect of his commentary around removing some of the protections that are in place for renters. As part of that, he accused essentially the leader of the opposition of telling lies, which she obviously absolutely refutes and which isn't permitted under Dáil rules. And he did so in Irish, it appears, in an apparent attempt to ensure that his remarks weren't picked up in the immediacy of the situation. So I welcome the fact that the Ceann Comhairle has written to the Taoiseach, and I expect that he will issue an apology and withdraw those remarks.
And is that the only thing that would satisfy Sinn Féin here? Because again, the Ceann Comhairle has asked him to review his remarks. She hasn't specifically asked him to withdraw them.
Well, I think anybody who has translated the remarks will see that what he said in the Dáil was not allowed under Dáil rules. And okay. I would expect that he will, upon reflection and upon review, apologise for those remarks and withdraw them. And deal with the substantive issues, more importantly, okay, that were raised by Mary Lou in respect of the need to protect renters.
Well, let's move on to the substantive issues at play in this discussion then. And Sinn Féin wants to end the unfair accommodation, the unfair accommodation recognition payment for Ukrainians. Can you explain to listeners, firstly, what does it encompass, the accommodation recognition payment, and why you want it ended?
Well, this ARP scheme, as it was called, was originally introduced in July 2022 when it was support that was provided for those many people who commendably opened up their homes to provide accommodation to the beneficiaries of temporary protection who were coming from Ukraine at that time. At that stage, the rate of payment was €400, and it was for those people who had room in their house or who had had accommodation within their premises that they were able to utilise for that purpose. Since then, there has been what I would describe as a purposeful attempt by government to shift the provision of housing for Ukrainians who are in need of protection away from service accommodation and into the private rental market. And what that has done has put severe pressure on what is already, as we just discussed, an immensely pressurised rental market. And what it provides for is now a tax-free €800 per month payment to a landlord for accommodating Ukrainians who are here under the Temporary Protection Directive. And the reason I raised it in the Dáil this week is because the scheme is due to expire on the 31st of March, and we've had no indication from government yet as to what they plan to do once that scheme ends. And we are saying very clearly that the plan must be put in place, and that that plan must be based on a fair system that doesn't undermine the rental system and doesn't, as it is currently doing, forcing people who are seeking rented accommodation at a disadvantage from others who are in a position to avail of the scheme.
Okay, so what would be a fair system in your view then for those Ukrainians who may be listening at the moment who are living, using the accommodation recognition payment scheme, living in a room, in a house, and are hearing you saying, well, they shouldn't be getting the payment to live in that room?
Well, just to be clear, it's not they that get the payment.
It's the landlords
who gets the payment. And in our view, those people who remain in Ireland, who are in need of protection from the state, should be in service accommodation. What government have been doing is incentivizing people to leave service accommodation, which we acknowledge is under pressure in the first instance, and moving them into the private rented sector. And what we are saying very clearly after the 31st of March is that the scheme must end for new applicants in the first place. So we do not want to see any form of a cliff edge where people who are currently receiving this protection are made homeless, and that would create pressures on the homeless service. But we can't have a situation whereby we have a situation where the private rented sector becomes under increasing pressure, and where there is an incentive for landlords in particular to discriminate favourably, as it may be, for people who are eligible for the accommodation recognition payment, which, because it provides for what is essentially the equivalent of 1,600 euro a month from a tenant, which is, you know, which will be taxable, it provides that tax-free 800 euro per okay. month, but it also allows for those people who are availing of the scheme who can afford it to pay an additional cash top-up. So you can see how there would be serious unfairness at the heart of this, right. but also how it can lead to tensions, which it has evidently done in some communities.
All right, I want to bring in Emmeline Spallin, and your reaction to what McCarthy is saying, Emma.
Well, there was a lot in what the deputy said, and I suppose in the first I'd say the deputy is right to call for a plan, but I also think he should also be calling for an immediate extension of the ARP in line with Temporary Protection Directive, because there are 36,000 people who, if they read his press release today, would be saying, what do you want us to do? 50% of whom are children and elderly, because the answer is there is nowhere else for them to go. So that's in the first instance. Second, just to correct what he said, you're not legally allowed to have a top-up on a single unit, self-contained unit. So it is 800 euros plus whatever tax you pay. I don't think many of us pay 50%. But I think that we need to step back and actually go, listen, the hosting is a success story, right? And it has very effectively, I would argue, brought into use spare rooms, vacant houses, holiday homes, granny flats, all of those, because so many people in this country have spare capacity, but they do not want to become landlords, and they are humanitarian. And so they stepped forward, opened their homes, and very generously have taken people in for a lot longer than they would have ever anticipated. And it's saving the government over a million a day. And I would also like to tell the deputy, it is not right for people to live for 3 years in a hotel or a B&B. Mm. It's not good for children. It's not. Just one more thing. I think it's also disingenuous of the deputy, because we all know that the housing crisis existed before ARP. And if you go to the deputy's own constituency, right, there are 7,000 vacant properties in his constituency. I think he needs to focus on them. There are just 717 hosts in Cavan Monaghan, which is actually, Monaghan has the lowest number okay. of Ukrainian refugees in the country.
Okay, a couple of points that you've raised there which are interesting. You're saying the people who are renting out their rooms or making their rooms available, actually, is probably better language based on yeah. what you're saying, to Ukrainians under this scheme. They're not landlords and they're not tenants. Ukrainians are not tenants. This exactly. is not a landlord-tenant relationship. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, so if the Ukrainian people who are living in those rooms were to move out, is it your contention, Emma, that that room would not be made available on the rental market?
There's no evidence to suggest it would or wouldn't. We do not know the exact amount. We only know what Helping Irish Hosts have done in their survey. And I think the figure is about 60 to 70% said that they wouldn't be renting. So they were literally in this for the humanitarian response.
All right, McCarthy.
Well, as I said in my statement, what I do hope is that we will have an early pronouncement from the minister and the government in terms of how they intend to move forward, because I absolutely will accept two points. First, the housing crisis was not created as a result of Ukrainians or anybody else coming to this country. It was created as a result of successive bad policies implemented by the parties of government. I would contend that this scheme is another one of those bad policies that has created pressures. The second point that I agree with is that there is a very clear distinction in my mind between those people who open up a room in their house or who create capacity that would not otherwise be available, then for accommodation that would otherwise be available in the rented market.
What Emma is saying, according to their surveys, 60 to 70% of the rooms that you're talking about are exactly those rooms. They're there for humanitarian reasons. It's not people who want to be landlords.
Well, if Emma has that information, it's more information than I've been able to get from the department, because what they have provided me with is the list of those who have were an APR claim has been made, individual hosts, but they haven't given me a breakdown in terms of how many of those are individual properties, so full properties that would otherwise be available. But what I can tell you is that across particular regions of the state where rents are traditionally lower than in urban areas, because that's where there is very clearly an incentive for a landlord to actually utilise this scheme. So for example, in County Donegal, there are 1,300 recipients of APR. That's quite a large proportion when you consider the level of rental accommodation that would be available in those areas. And clearly there is a distortion of the rental market. And the rental market was already under pressure.
Okay. But what we are seeing very clearly
is that increased pressure has been put on.
Okay, and Emma, I think very many people in Ireland, I think as has been shown over the last couple of years, have a lot of sympathy for Ukrainians who are living here, who've been forced to leave their country. But also it has been 2 years and there's lots of other people looking for rental accommodation or places to live. And there will be some of those properties, certainly, that you're talking about that could be made available to people who are just generally on the rental market. So what do you say to those people?
To the people who, I mean, the bottom line is we can't create division. There is a rental crisis, right? And what we have at the moment is 36,000 who are accommodated through hosts. And if we pull that scheme, those 36,000 are now on that private rental market. So we actually are going to increase the competition on the private rental market. It's not to say that the deputy is not correct, that we need to actually review this scheme. We need to develop a proper plan for the future. And I think everybody would be in agreement to that. But that deadline is March 31st, okay? Yeah. So you can imagine your mum with small children and in your ARP supported accommodation going, what is going to happen to me, right? There's no access to HAP. There's no access to any other form of payment. There's no access to emergency homeless services. So people are literally going, what is going to happen to me? So we need a decision from Matt Carthy, because I have
lots of texts coming in on this as well that I'd like to get to just very briefly. But Matt Carthy, the 36,000 people, half of them kids, what are you suggesting should happen to them? Do they go into hotels? Is that what Sinn Féin is suggesting?
So what we have said very clearly is that we are willing to engage and working with the government. The difficulty is we had this conversation with government last year when the scheme was up for renewal.
Hold on, I'm going to interrupt you there for a second, because if you're calling for a scheme to be ended, then surely you should also have your solution in place before you call for a scheme to be ended.
And I outlined what needs to happen, but there's three different elements to this, Sarah, and nobody's suggesting that it is going to be an easy fix, and that's why we're calling for this now. So the three different elements are, in the first instance, this scheme shouldn't be open for rental accommodation for new recipients. The second thing is we have to deal with those people who are currently operating under the scheme. And as I have said, nobody is suggesting that there would be a cliff edge that would result in people becoming homeless. And then thirdly, there has to be a distinction between what Elaine has quite rightly described as hosts, that is people who are accommodating Ukrainians in their own home or in accommodation that wouldn't otherwise be available, with what is rental accommodation, recognising that there is an unfairness at the heart of the scheme that is currently there, the end result of which is that there are people who are seeking rental accommodation who are being priced out of it because of a government scheme. And the issue is growing in towns, particularly in rural areas where there's
I just want to get to some text quickly on this. One person suggesting a means testing ARP. They say that's fair. Another person says it's not about renting a room. In the majority of cases, it's the entire property. I don't know if that's the case or not. Another person says, as a landlady renting out a one-bedroom apartment with separate kitchen and garden for €730 per month, that's taxed. Someone with a spare room who gives it to Ukrainian people gets €800 tax-free. Is that fair? And I might just put that to yourself, Emma, before we wrap.
I mean, how do you explain fair? What we have is a number of problems and a number of solutions. And actually what we need to go back to is actually working on the solutions and not pointing fingers at people who are actually in insecure situations. There's a lot of people in precarious housing situations and it's not helpful. What the deputy is absolutely correct.
If you take the point that person is saying, there's a real incentive there for them to give that property, that room to Ukrainian
but
people
will,
and
no,
get their €800 tax free rather
more,
than rent it out in the market.
Free. No, they don't. They get more. There's more. You'll get more money tax free in renting a room through the rent a room scheme. So that isn't hold up. They would get more money.
This is a one bedroom apartment. So just to clarify, would this qualify now? This landlady renting out a one bedroom apartment, do they have the option to rent that out to Ukrainian people under the ARP scheme and get €800 tax free?
At the moment they do, but they can't add anything extra on that. And so that's again, so it is just 800.
You see the problem there, though, don't you?
Oh, I do see the problem. I do, but there's very few properties around the country who are actually at that level of rent.
Okay. Look, it's an interesting discussion, and that deadline looming in March, no doubt we'll get back to it. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Emma Lane Spallin and Matt Carthy. Thank you.